Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has arrived in Japan today at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip. He spoke at the airbase where he arrived.
No one, no dictator, no regime, and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it? It was not pleasant.
Mr. Trump expected to tell Asian leaders the world is running out of time to stop North Korea's nuclear agenda. Other news, Saudi Arabia says its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward the kingdom's major international airport on the outside of the capital, Riyadh. VOA's Marissa Melton following that story.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor, dozens dying there. Deir ez-Zor, one of the two cities in which Syrian troops declared victory over the Islamic State on Friday. This is VOA News.